producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, I'm not even going to ask if your Christmas tree is down yet because I don't want to induce shame or anxiety in you. And I've got my two M's. I've got a Marby and a Maya who are both waiting on my line. So I'm not even going to give you a hard time about your Christmas tree at this moment. 855-993-7569. Marby? You're on the air, so that's the initials for your name. That's how you.
Yes.
Your,
hi.
Hi, Marby.
Hi. Thank you. It's short for Mary Beth.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Marby, we got ya.
Yeah. Okay. So just a comment on Christmas quickly, and then I'll get to my issues fast.
Okay.
I really love Christmas, and I keep a Christmas tree up all year round because it reminds me of the spirit.
Do you know what? I think you either have to have it down by, you know, supposedly yesterday, or I agree with you. Keep it up all year round. Sorry with
yeah,
me.
To me, it's not commercial. It's a spirit. And so anyway, that's what I do.
All right, let me ask you a question before we move on. I assume it's an artificial tree, because if it's a real tree, it's going to be in serious jeopardy.
Well,
in about
it's not even an artificial tree. It's sort of a stick tree, and it's really pretty. It has lights on it that can fade in and out. And I keep one of my friends loves candy canes, so I keep candy canes on it. And whenever she comes over, she's got.
Right, I will tell you my terrible secret. I had one year. It was really a tough Christmas. It was everybody was sick, and you know it was one of those really difficult Christmases. And I was wandering through Greenwich Village, and in the window, like an old fashioned store, and that's why it's relevant that it was Greenwich Village. Was this little. I think it was six teddy bears that were dressed for Christmas playing Christmas carols on a xylophone. And it was not an inexpensive thing. And so I stood there sort of transfixed by it for a while. And then I thought, you know, there's no way of justifying it. And of course, then I decided, no, you know, this is a Christmas. I need something like this. And I went back and they'd sold it out. So they called the it gets better. They called the manufacturer to make a long story a little bit shorter. I actually met some guy on the street corner, like a drug transaction, and bought it. And he actually sold it to me for significantly less than it was in the store. It had to be special ordered from
Tennessee.
And I kept that. I think I finally gave it to somebody about 3 years ago when I moved three times in 4 years or something. And I would just go and play it. They would play, these crazy little bears would play Christmas carols. So I'm on the same page that you are.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. All right. So here are my two questions for which I need your professional help.
Okay.
I tend to, and I don't think I'm misrepresenting myself when I say that I tend to approach people pretty kindly.
Okay.
I'm firm. This is a work-related question, a relationship issue. I'm in a job I love, and I'm at a fairly high level. And my tendency, even now, is to still approach people with kindness, even when they're a bit snarky. I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
I had someone assigned to me who's very good at what she does. She has been helpful since I moved into this position, but I don't think she gets how abrasive she is. She was assigned to other people. She's been there quite a while. She wants my position, but she can't have it because of the technicalities involved and formalities and so forth. She has been rude to me. She let me know within the first 5 days and then recanted a bit that she didn't initially like me, which was fine, but you have to work together. She takes every opportunity to correct me if she can get away with it, which she can't most of the time. I have gathered that she feels insecure, and she's very abrasive, and she's very difficult, and I'm not the first person. One of my colleagues had her for a while and was glad to see the back of her. But I'm stuck with her, and I am trying to figure out how to deal with her, with how difficult she is. I mean, she is really difficult. She takes umbrage at the littlest things, and I sort of back away or don't respond. But there are some things that I have to deal with.
All right, give me all right, now let me make sure. I just want to clarify one point.
Sure.
Which is, this is her relationship with you as opposed to with other people, right? I mean, I understand it's a universal problem, but the one that you're calling me about is with respect to you, right?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right, give me an example of something. See if you can figure out her snarkiest or meanest or most recent comment.
Right. So I had asked her. I had an operation recently. We got on the phone. I mean, just to start with, lack of sensitivity. We got on the phone. I've been having check-ins with her. She never asked me how I was. She immediately went to work and then came around and said, oh, yeah, how are you doing? In emails, she never gives me the salutation of my title. No salutation, which I think is just rude. But I've seen emails to others, and she does say, hi, so-and-so, or good morning, so-and-so, or whatever. No salutation with me. The most recent example, I had asked her to do something before I took sick leave. And I'm catching up now because I had an operation and I've been on leave recuperating. I asked her to look into something and she didn't do it or misunderstood. And instead of simply saying, okay, no problem, we can get that sorted out, I misunderstood or whatever, there was a long paragraph diatribe of how I didn't make myself clear and she was under this understanding.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right. So you're the boss, though, correct?
I am the boss.
Okay. Let me say, I think you're making two fundamental mistakes. And, you know, we were talking at the beginning about the fact that we may have a single soul in two separate bodies about Christmas. And I had to learn the lessons that I'm going to pass along to you. So they were ones that I did the same thing that you're doing, which is why I feel fairly confident about passing them along. The first is that you're expecting everyone to be like you, and that's a fundamental error. People are not. And the fact that you would do things differently is interesting but completely irrelevant. The world is filled with lots of different people, and expecting people to behave like we behave is a way to make yourself and everybody else unhappy.
Crazy.
The second fundamental mistake that you're making, which is a very female mistake, and I'll give you the background to it. Just real quickly, I was at a Thanksgiving dinner a bunch of years ago. I was newly to New York, didn't know anybody. Thanksgiving is a family holiday. I was far away from home. And I was just feeling really, I guess, isolated and sad because ordinarily I don't whine to people, number one, and I certainly don't whine to strangers. So this says how far out of control I really was. And I said to this guy, I can't believe that they owe me this kind of money and they're not giving me this. You know, they owe me this money, and not only are they not paying me, but they're being really nasty about it. And he said to me, now this is a stranger, he said, oh, grow up, this is work, not friendship. And I have never forgotten that, and he was exactly right. You are treating this like she should, number one, be as friendly and nice and outgoing and pleasant and kind as you are, and not everybody's going to be, nor should they. They don't have to be. And second of all, you're deciding that she should be nice, that she should be friendly, and she didn't have to be. This is work. So the idea that she doesn't say, hi, Marby, how are you doing? Absolutely irrelevant. The fact that she doesn't ask how you were is absolutely irrelevant. This is work. Work is about competence, which gets us to the third issue about the email that she sent you, about going into great detail about why it was your fault. Well, first of all, you're the boss, so her saying, well, yeah, it was my fault, you're right, could get her fired. So she's not going to do that. So making it your fault. And so instead of taking umbrage at it or saying, I think what you can say is, thank you for being so clear, and you're absolutely right. I will be clearer in the future. I will put everything in writing. Understand, this is about work. It's only about competence. You don't have to like her. She doesn't have to like you. All she has to do is get her job done, period. That's it.
Right. I get that, but she is I am taking it now. She's profoundly disrespectful. And
doesn't
I
make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. No, it doesn't. As long as she gets her job done, absolutely. This is not, you know, you're not her mom and saying, you know, take that look off your face. And remember when you did that with your mom would say, I don't want that look.
Yes.
And you'd say, what look?
I never could do that with my mom. My mom was not, I'm of a different generation. You didn't do that to your mom.
Well, I mean, most of us tried it and didn't get away with it. But the point is, you're not her mom. All you are is her boss. And you can fire her if you want to. You can.
Well, I really can't.
And there's let's come back and look at that issue, because my guess is that's the real issue. I'm going to put you on hold. Be right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Marty, who's got a subordinate who is, not very respectful, disrespectful. And I'm saying, but you're telling me that you can't, can you give her, for example, a cost of living increase or a bonus, or, and you're telling me you can't fire her. Can you reward her?
I can't fire her. And what I want to do, again, we have to work together. I am trying to hire someone else in addition that will alleviate some of it. But no, I can't because of the structure and nature of where this is.
Can you reward her? Can you promote her?
I can't. She's gone as far as she can go. And
What could you do for her? Because, look, if you've got somebody who says there's no – you've got a situation, it sounds like not necessarily of your making, where she there's no benefit to her to follow the system. So sabotage becomes a real issue, not necessarily, again, personal, just because she figures, you know, why bother? And that's a dangerous employee. You know, the freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Is there anything you can offer her?
No, let me put it this way. There are very few bonuses. I imagine next year that might come up. But I've been there too little time. I haven't been there long enough to be part of that cycle to recognize her yet.
How long would it be till you could do that?
Another 6 months.
All right. Can you give her could you take her out for lunch on Fridays? Could you?
Well, I'm going to do that. I was out for Christmas, and I did tell her I would do that. Let me tell you, and I appreciate the. Let me tell you something. I've done this in the past for people. They don't care. They still act the same way.
Well, look, the point is that you need to be less sensitive to it. As long as she does her job, I mean, there are people who are royal pains in the neck, but they, you know, as long as they do their job, you just have to be stupid and cheerful about it and ignore it. Every time you take umbrage, she wins as far as she's concerned. Because for just a second, look at it from her point of view. She's been there longer. She works hard. No matter what she does, nobody likes her. Nobody invites her any place. Nobody promotes her. She's not acknowledged. What's in it for her to behave? I mean, she'd have to be relatively saintly to be, and there are people like that. But by and large, we tend to behave best when we feel we're appreciated. When we feel we're not, we tend to be, as you say, snarky. And so she's snarky.
Let me tell you, from day one, I have praised her work. I mean, I've gone way out of my way. But
Marby, you're not hearing what I'm saying. There's no place for her to go. So it doesn't make any difference if you're Mother Teresa. There's nothing for her no matter whether she's nice to you or ugly to you, it doesn't make any difference. Whether she does her job or doesn't do a job, to a certain extent, doesn't make any difference. She's stuck. And that's a dangerous employee unless she's one of those people like you who does a good job because it feels better to do a good job than do a bad job. It doesn't sound to me she's doing a bad job. She's just not doing it very graciously.
Not.
Yeah, she's just not very gracious. But expecting her to be gracious in a situation where there's really no benefit to her is unrealistic. So you got to figure out, and maybe just going to her and say, look, I get it. I get it that you work hard. I get it that you're stuck here. I get it it's not even because I don't think it is personal. I think anybody in that situation would have the same response for her because it's not you that's doing it. She can't. She's stuck. She may have felt that she deserved your position, but it wasn't up to you to give it to her. So it's not personal, and that's what you have to remember. If you can go to her and say, look, I get it. I get that you feel like you're not acknowledged, and I think you're doing a great job. You know, I'd appreciate it if you were probably a little kinder to me, but that's just my sensitivity. If there's something I can do to make your life easier or better here, let me know, because I'm willing to do it, because I think you do a great job. But bottom line, you've got responsibility with no authority, and that sucks.
Right. Yeah, it does. And I think you hit the nail on the head. And what I have done, and I have to do an evaluation of her soon, and I think I'll use that as the opportunity to talk to her. Because I have praised her work. I have praised her publicly.
Well, but again, you're missing the point. It's not that. It's that your praise is absolutely irrelevant. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do for her. And unless you can figure out a way to do something for her, and it sounds like there is, it's not for 6 months of saying, look, I get it. If I were in your position, I think I'd feel very much the same way. I know it's not personal, but if you could make our working environment a little easier on both of us, make you a little happier to come to work, you know, I'll buy you lunch on Thursdays if you want. And in 6 months, I'm hope to be in a position to be able to reward you financially. But I mean, there's nothing like someone saying, "I get it," you know, because if you're looking at it from her point of view, it becomes much more understandable, and it's not personal. It has almost nothing to do with you. You're the figurehead. You're just the target, and it's not because she likes or dislikes you. It's because she's stuck. She wanted your job, but that doesn't. And expecting someone to be charming and lovely in that position, again, is unrealistic. It's expecting her to be like you. And I'm not even sure you do it. I mean, I think when we get stuck and underappreciated and feeling like we're cranky, and that's, I think, what you're seeing is crankiness. And don't take it personally. Okay,
That's great advice. That's great advice. I just can't afford for her to become a saboteur.
Well, it doesn't sound to me that she's sabotaging you. It just sounds to me she's not on your you know, she's not actively for you, but she's not actively against you. Does she go behind your back and tell people that you're a lousy manager?
Not as far as I know yet, and she really run into trouble in the environment.
So I think she's not a saboteur. She's just not. Not a team player because there's nothing in it for her on the team.
Well, I get it. But there would be if she wants to move somewhere else.
Tell her that. Say to her, I get it that you're stuck here, but if there's someplace else that you'd like to move to, I can be your advocate for that. Figure out, before you sit down with her, sit down and figure out what you can realistically offer her, number one, and ask her if she sees something else that you can do for her that you'd very much like to do, because you understand, number one, her position, that she's stuck, and that she feels like no matter what she does, doesn't make any difference, and you're sympathetic with that. That makes it hard to come into work every day. Second of all, within a short period of time, you expect to be able to do something for her. In terms of 6 months from now, if she wants to move someplace else, you can be your advocate. And if there's something else that you can do for her, you'd love to be able to do it because you value her as a colleague, as you know, that she's a little snarky to you, but that she does her work and you appreciate that and you understand it doesn't feel very good not to be appreciated. Okay, what's issue number two?
Okay, this one is more obvious, I think, or maybe more so. I am married but have not lived with my spouse for a number of years. I thought we could be amicable. And I put him out of my house because he had gotten violent. And I've never run into this. It was finally, whatever. But in any event, I recently had surgery, and he offered to be my caretaker.
Okay, let me stop you. Wait a minute. Let me stop you. Put you on hold. Back to you in a minute. May I see you come and go, but we'll get to you in just a minute. Hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Marby. Marby, how long have you actually been married to the dude? Marby, how long have you actually been married to this guy?
10 years.
And how long have you been living apart from him?
6 years.
Ooh. Okay, and the reason you haven't gotten divorced is what?
There were some underlying religious qualms.
What does that mean?
It means that I had a philosophy that one does not get divorced, and I think it's now crossed the line where my well-being and health were at issue. And let me just say this. He smashed the windshield of my car with me in it coming back from the hospital.
Oh, I believe you. Listen, you remind me of one of my clients when I first started in as a therapist. And, you know, I mean, think about coming in, and I was like 23 years old, and I'm, you know, Dr. Bubbles, and I think this woman was like 65 or something. She was thrilled to see me, as you can imagine. And she had a marriage that was in terrible trouble. And I said, well, you know, maybe we need to talk about separation, you know, or divorce. And she said, no, I'm Catholic. Every night I pray for his death. And I thought, oh, what? You know, I'm not sure that that's exactly the idea of staying together in a marriage.
And that's not what I would do either. Good grief.
Well, but you,
I mean,
all right.
I would not pray for anybody's death. I would.
Well, but you hear the point that that she felt that you know that marriage was or that divorce was a sin, but hoping that somebody would die was not. So I don't know. All right. So you were 6 years. You were together for four, apart for six. You got sick. He offered to be your caretaker. What happened? Did you say yes or no?
Well, I was surprised that I said yes. And then coming home from the hospital, the day I was released, I was full of meds. And yeah. I had asked him, I had had this major surgery less than 24 hours before. I had asked him to take care of a couple of things, one of which was just there were sheets on the bed, just please make it so I can crawl into bed when I get home. Wasn't done. He wasn't, and I won't go into any more detail other than that I started crying. I just started crying. I was in the car, and I just started crying and crying. And he took my cane, and he smashed the windshield of my car with me in the car.
What made you think that he had changed so much that he was going to be a good caretaker?
I don't know. Stupid, unreasoning hope.
Well, all right. So what's the question now?
Well, I told him, I put him out finally. And
got it.
I told
So what's the question?
Well, I told him I would not file police reports in exchange for our expediting a divorce, and he's effectively agreed to it. And am I doing the wrong thing in not filing police reports?
Well, I mean, first of all, you'd have to, yeah, I think the answer is yes, that you know, what I might do is send a letter to my lawyer documenting it so that there is some documentation. How long ago did all this happen?
On the 15th of December.
Okay. What I would do is, do you have pictures of any of it?
I do.
Okay. I would send a letter to my lawyer or a letter to yourself that's dated with the information in it. So you always have it. Because the issue is not really putting this dude in jail. He's going to say, well, you were irritating or he saw a bug or who knows. It's going to be your word against his. What you really want is to get out. And that I don't know, you may want to check and see what the laws are about uncontested divorce in your state and that he not ask for any alimony or any, I suppose it would be alimony in this particular case.
He works. He's not, there's no alimony.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real benefit to you. All you want is out, it sounds to me. But you can always, I would have the information there if you need it as a club. But at this moment, I think you're wise to just get out.
Yeah, thank you. I think I am too. And it looks like he's going to go along, and I have documented it.
I'd let it go. I mean, what do you really want to spend the time and effort going to court?
No, I really don't.
No, I mean, document it and get out.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel stupid in waiting so long.
Well, look, things happen when you're ready for them to happen. I mean, almost all of us look back on the situation and say, I stayed too long at the fair. So what? You get out when you can.
Well, listen.
You're out.
Thank you for your help. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Go talk to your reluctant coworker and just help her understand that you understand that it's a crummy position for her and it's not fair, but you didn't really create it, but you'll do whatever you can to alleviate it. And you've got those three suggestions. And if she has any more, you'd love to hear them. Okay?
Great. Yep.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Marby.
Have a good year.
Thank you, Maya. You're on the air. Thanks for being patient.
It's Maya. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's Maya. Okay. Hi, Maya.
Yeah. I basically have a problem with lying to people.
Okay.
And I don't want to blame my dad, but as a kid, he was an alcoholic. He was very strict, and I always had to have an answer ready for him. because he kind of played 20 questions with me, and
yeah.
You had to have that answer ready, or he'd get mad.
Well, most kids, if it's any comfort to you, most kids lie. And because we deal with the discrepancy between what is the case and what we wish was the case, we don't want to be punished. We want to please. So, but at some point, what we understand is it's an awfully expensive habit, and it seldom holds up in the long term. So how old are you at this moment, Maya?
51.
Okay. So give me an example of where you feel that your lying is costing you the most at this moment in your life.
I'm lying because I've been telling my dad I'm 2 years clean and sober. I've been telling, and he's 28 years.
Okay.
And so now we have a good relationship, but I've been lying to him about going to AA meetings, and I've been lying to him that I have a sponsor, and I'm just digging a hole deeper and deeper.
Okay, I got it.
And all I know I have to fess up.
Well, all right, but before, so is the primary person in your life that you're lying to is your dad?
Yes.
Okay. Are you clean and sober?
2 years.
Good. So the lie is not that about the sobriety. The lie is about the mechanism for the sobriety, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're not an AA. What did you do? Just decide cold turkey one day that enough is enough?
No. He gave me the money so I could go to rehab in California.
Okay. Did you go to rehab?
Oh, yeah. 49 days.
Good girl. Okay. So where does AA fit into this? Or not fit into this? How did the AA issue come up?
Because when you get out of rehab, you're supposed to go to, well, actually, my problem is pills, but I went to NA, and the people were a little rough around the edges, I guess that's the only way I could put it.
Okay.
So I decided to go to AA, because they're both 12-step programs.
Right.
And I did it first, but I'm a really shy person. I found it hard to speak up.
Okay.
And,
honey, look, let me just stop you for a minute. I think you're confusing two things. You're confusing sobriety with the methods of sobriety. There are people, as you know, who go to AA who still drink, right?
Yeah.
And there are people who never go to AA who are clean and sober, who had a problem, obviously. So the important thing here is not AA or not AA. The important thing is you're clean and sober. The mechanism, I mean, some people like AA or NA or whatever. Some people don't.
Right.
So there are several possibilities at this moment.
Okay.
One is, in fact, kind of retroactively, we'll predate this, to get in an AA program, see if you can wander around and see if there's an AA program that you like. Okay?
Sure.
And the good news is, you're already clean and sober, so you don't have to worry about that very much. If you're in AA, by definition, you'll get a sponsor. And so you're just kind of post-dating this and being a little sloppy. And I'm not trying to support you in lying, but the thing you're lying about is nearly irrelevant. So one of the things to do is just say, okay, it's important to my dad. It wasn't crucial to me. The important thing is I'm clean and sober, but it makes my relationship with my dad easier if I'm an AA, so I'll go and shop around and find AA and a sponsor, and I'll go once a month or whatever, okay? Or I'll go. So that's one possibility. Another is to sort of not necessarily, between honesty and duplicity, is silence. That how often do you see your dad?
Oh, well, now I'm going to see him every other month because I'm getting Botox injections for my migraine.
Okay, well, you could explain to me how your dad has anything to do with that in just a second. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back with the Botox question in just a minute. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call and click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm talking with Maya, who, bless her little heart, has gotten off drugs and has been clean and sober for 2 years. The complication is at this moment that she's lied to her father about, not about her sobriety, but about the method of her sobriety. He paid for her detox. And she's now said that she's an AA and has a sponsor. And she tried NA and didn't really like it. So she tried AA and didn't really like it. But she, instead of saying to her dad, look, I'm clean and sober. And look, you've got a much more compelling story after 2 years of sobriety than coming right out of detox and saying, well, I can do this on my own. You have done it on your own. So your options, as I said, are to go and wander around and see if you can find an AA group that you like. And a sponsor that you like, which certainly isn't going to hurt anything. Whether you need it is sort of an open question. It sounds like not, that you've done a great job of maintaining your sobriety. But again, as I'm sure in the 12 step, they talk with you about that lying is part of the phenomenon as well of not dealing with what is. So one possibility is that AA doesn't work for everybody, but it certainly works for a lot of people. And in this particular case, it's not crucial to your sobriety because you've obviously done very well without it, but it won't hurt. So using this as kind of an opportunity to see if AA, in fact, could be helpful to you, at which point the problem is solved. So whatever you're talking with your dad about is real as opposed to made up. The second possibility is to say nothing and just stop talking about AA, and then you're not lying. Now, you could say that that's a sin of omission rather than commission. And I guess the third possibility is to say to your dad, look, I know that AA was really useful for you, but I seem to have an easier time with my sobriety without AA. So, and I make you a promise that if I'm feeling the least bit wobbly, that I'll get back into AA. So you could, in fact, be honest with your dad and say there are different pathways that I know that this has been really important for you, but what's important for you is not necessarily important for me. And what I think both of us would agree is that our joint sobriety is what's important to both of us. So you could actually negotiate a relationship with your dad that's based on your own experience and your own maturity and your own sense of who you are. Having said that, and I don't know whether you got disconnected. I know that you were sort of on and off the phone for a while with me, that I don't know what the Botox is. If I had to guess, I would guess that the dad is holding the purse strings. And at some point, kiddo, you're going to have to look at that. That dad certainly looms large when we're children, because that's not only do we love our dad, but there's probably a certain amount of fear one way or the other that dad won't love us, or that dad will abandon us, or God forbid that dad would hit us. But you're a grown-up woman now, so that dad presumably can still loom large in terms of being an important person in your life, but presumably you've found more self-reliance. And your initial comment to me is that you don't want to blame your dad. It still sounds to me that you're trying to please your dad, which is not unusual, that most of us spend, especially for dads who are not particularly easy to please, spend a large part of our life trying to please them. But at some point, we need to differentiate between what our dad wants for us and what we want for ourselves. And it sounds to me that you may be at that crucial junction. So finding a therapist. And AA or not AA, I think is really up to you. That finding a sponsor and being an AA means that you can at least temporarily delay the issue with your dad. But sooner or later, you've got to deal with that issue, which is how can I be respectful of my dad but not afraid of him? How can I be my own person and understand that may not always be his path? How can I follow my own path when it diverges from his? And those are really the issues that everybody has to face, whether there's been drugs in their lives or not. And it sounds to me that that's where you are at this point. So the crucial issue is your sobriety. The secondary issue is your relationship with your dad. The tertiary issue is being honest with your dad. And I think that it's costing you so much to lie to him that I would certainly be willing, if I were in your shoes, to look at alternatives, just because it's such an expensive way of behaving with him. And bottom line is, it's really fairly irrelevant. You are, in fact, clean and sober. You are functioning. Presumably working out a different kind of relationship with your dad is something that you need to do while he's still alive and you're functional. So maybe this is the issue around which you work it out, which means a therapist may be useful. AA may or may not be an issue, but I think the point is not blind your dad, per se. The point is working out a relationship with your dad where you feel some independence. And if the whole deal is, well, if I'm not an AA, he won't pay for my Botox, then I think maybe that you figure out a way to pay for your own Botox, because that payment is costing you a lot, i.e. the lying. Okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Well, my goodness, we're almost out of this hour, aren't we? All right, I'm trying to decide what we do at this particular moment. I'll tell you what, maybe we'll talk about what this day in history was. I hate to start a new topic with like 4 minutes left in an hour. It's not that I haven't done it occasionally, but all right, so 855-993-7569. I've got the wrong day here. Wait a minute, here we go. No, that's not it either. Hang on, sorry, my computer is doing its thing. Whenever I need to do it, what is it about computers and me? I don't know. You sent me, because I have yesterday's day in history. I think somehow.
Yeah, I think the issue is I maybe sent the email with no subject line.
I can't hear you.
I think I sent the email with no subject line, so that might be why you're.
No, I don't have it at all. Why don't you resend it to me, okay?
Doing that right now.
Yeah. Okay, good. So it's not, this is one of those cases in which it wasn't my goof up, it was the Jakesters. So that makes me feel somewhat better. Not a whole lot, but a little
bit. All right, let me know if you get
that. All right, 855-993-7569. That issue about dealing with our parents and somehow coming to grips with who we are is really the quintessential issue of all of our lives. It's something that all of us have to deal with at some point. And until we do, to a certain extent, we can say that we're really not grown-ups yet, that understanding the difference between what our parents want from us and what we want for ourselves, huge issue, all right? 855-993-7569 hasn't quite come through yet. All right, so I think one of the things that we're going to do is, and this was actually, there it is, Jake, thanks.
No problem.
Is, well, a minor problem.
My problem.
Yes, there we go. Well, this seems appropriate, all right? It's National Bubblehead Day. All right, I didn't say anything. Jake, I wasn't necessarily giving you the stink eye.
Oh, sure.
Right. And National Tempura Day, which means you can take your bobblehead and tempura. Have you ever made tempura?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. You can make it with beer. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.